It's a very big zchus to speak in such a mokum Torah and Tefillah, one of the very active shuls of the Chemish, of the whole of the Chemish. It's a very big zchus. Thank you for giving me the zchus, the rabbis. This week I heard a very interesting idea. The question posed was, when you come to a wedding, it is not always easy to identify who is the chosen. There are many people there dancing, there are many people there wearing Shabbos clothes. Who exactly is the chosen? They're all the same. How do you identify who is the chosen? The answer is, you're right, it's hard. One's the chosen, the others are the guests. If you come after the wedding, the day after, the week after, and you see the color, and she's accompanied with a young man, he's the chosen. He's the one who hangs around with her afterwards. That's the chosen. So Shavuos night, we Kabbalah Satorah, we're up all night, we're learning. Who is the chosen? The answer is, it's after Shavuos. After Shavuos, whoever's hanging around with the Torah, he's the chosen. The others who are not were just guests. They were celebrating the occasion, but didn't get married to the Torah. In fact, this indeed connects to this week's parasha. In this week's parasha, we find a tremendous drop, a tremendous change from Har Sinai. They fall, literally fall off the cliff. And we start learning about problem after problem, crisis after crisis. Rami saw Mamash fall, they fall so much, so far. And he starts moaning about food. Zachan Sadogo, Shachan Abim Tzraim. They're missing the food, the fish, everything else they're missing, the meat, and with the tragic consequences. And the question is, how did this really happen? What really changed that they at the pinnacle of Palestine, Nasif and Ishma, how did they fall so fast? What happened? What was wrong? Well, in this week's parasha we meet. We have this backward nun. We have this backward nun where it says Vayibin Soya Orin. There's a backward nun over there. It's covered. What's it doing there? So the Gemara says that really this whole parasha of Vayibin Soya Orin is out of place. Not supposed to be here. Good morning, Shabbos. Why is it put here? It's the hafzik ben puronus lu puronus. It's to make a break between bad to bad. Well, some of this we understand. After that starts the mizoyanim, starts all the bad things. But what was bad beforehand? We learned about how they camped, how they traveled. You'll see the beginning of the parasha. What was so bad beforehand that we have to make a break and cut? To make a break between Puronus and Puronus. It's not very clear. Tosis in Shabbos, in Daf Kupta Zayin Amud Aleph, brings the Medrash. Where the Medrash says what really happened was that when it says Vayisu Mihar Hashem, that's not so bad, but really what was happening was it's Ketinoik HaBoireach MiBeis HaSefer. You see the kids in school and the lessons all half asleep, when the bell rings, my time was a bell, they sing songs. Oh, shh, all the kids are getting up, getting excited. They have so much energy to play their games. When the chayt is over, they're all up, full of energy. Ketinoik habereach mibeis ha-sefer. That's fine, for a tinoik it's alright. For an immature child, it's alright. He doesn't appreciate things, so the lesson's over, now the fun starts. That's fine. But the problem was, the Am Yisrael, it was vayisu mihar Hashem. They wanted to leave. They were concerned, we already got the tariyag mitzvahs. 630 mitzvahs. I need a calculator to count how many, so many. Maybe he's going to give me some more. Get out of here. Just run away. Get out of here. Ketinoik habareach mibeis ha-sefer. And that's the Puranus. This is the Medrash brought down in Tosfos Daf Kuf Tezayin. Okay. Doesn't sound so bad. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph that with Birkas Ava Rabba you can pass a Birkas HaTorah. The person who didn't say Birkas HaTorah, when he says Ava Rabba, he can fulfill his obligation of saying Birkas HaTorah. This is passing the Shulchan Aruch. The question is, we know that a bracha, the beginning, the psich of the bracha, and the chasim of the bracha are critical. I remember right now. Any bracha you'll see, before we finish the bracha, we kind of wrap it up. What's the point? The chasim of the bracha is critical to the essence of the bracha. The question is, in Ava Rabba, where do we find Torah in Ava Rabba? It's true, in the middle we say the same, correct. But in the beginning, the psicha and the chasima don't mention Torah. You say Ava Rabba Avtonu, Saboiches Amo Yisrael Ba'Avo. Very nice, but where do you mention Torah over there? So how does this happen that Ava Rabba, within the Gemara, will actually pass Birkas HaTorah? It's not represented in the psicha or in the chasima. In the opening or the end of the bracha, it's not being represented. Only in the middle. The answer is, it is being represented. What is Torah? Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi in Maseches Peah, on the Mishnah, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, says to Yerushalmi that one word of Torah is worth more than all the gold and silver of the whole world. Fine. That's a big statement. But then Yerushalmi says another opinion, that one word of Torah is worth more than all the mitzvahs of the Torah. Yekarehi mipnimin. Whatever you want, things which are yours, your mitzvahs, lo yishvuba, cannot be equated to Torah. That's how unique Torah is. The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. So, if we see that Torah is so precious, the fact Hashem gave it to us indicates a tremendous love. If something is so precious, it's worth more than anything else, and given to you as a present, that indicates a great love to you and Hashem. He gave you this tremendous present. So what do we ask? Where is Torah represented in Ava Rabba? It's Ava Rabba. Torah is the Ava Rabba. This is the love of Hashem that He gave us. He loved us so much, He even gave us His Torah. Love, what's the love? He gave us His Torah, precious Torah. We can connect to Him. That is Birkas HaTorah. It's right there. So therefore, we're at Har Sinai. We've got the Torah. What happens? You want to run away. Get out of here. I'm frightened. You might give us some more. I've had enough. I'm overwhelmed. 613. What do you think? So what's really happening? The Chayvas HaZavos in Shar HaAvo, the last Shar, the last Shar, Shar Prishus, Shar Abbas Hashem, Shar Abbas Hashem. He says, he tells us a formula. It is not possible for the heart to contain Abbas Hashem with the Ava of the world. There's no room in the heart to have them both. You cannot love the world, desire everything, yearn for everything, and have room in your heart to have Ava Hashem. They don't go together. You have to take a pick. It's one or the other. It's an equation. Two sides of the equation. A seesaw. So if you have Avas Hashem, you don't have Avas Olam. But if you don't have Avas Hashem, you will turn into Avas Olam. So therefore, what happens? Vayisumar Hashem. They didn't have that Ava. If it's something that you appreciate so much, you love, don't leave and run away. Whoever saw a sports fan leave in the middle of the match? Never. Even if having a heart attack, you'll say that. Unless his team is losing. He'd never leave. Match, my team, I'm not going to leave. He has a love. He doesn't leave, he doesn't run away. Am Yisrael are running away. What's that indicate? They're lacking that Ava. So what happens? Very simple. Food. Where's my food? I miss it. Start crying. I want my fish. I want my kishurim. I want everything. It's a switch. It's a seesaw. One side's down. One side's up. Otherwise, it just switches. It's very simple. The very, very first thing was mis'oinanim. It's in the pasuk, but he gives him a synonym. Rabba is Nei Hashem. What were they complaining about? It doesn't even say. It says the Ramban, the pasuk Aleph, they were worried. We're going to the midbar, this wild midbar, there's nothing there. They were worried. They were complaining. They were bitter. What can happen with us? Well, what's wrong with that? Isn't that legitimate? Isn't that fair, person? You're taken into the wilderness where you can't survive. What's wrong with complaining? Says Ramban, but didn't you see the Ava? Didn't you see Hashem treated you till now? Don't you understand He loves you? Why are you being forced? Why do you feel you don't want to go? You're lacking the Ava. You start to complain. The next stage, it manifests itself through food. So what does that mean? So should the lesson be that we should now start cutting back on our food, to break our tavis achila, should we do that? Maybe we should offer for your coffee some salt. Put some salt in your coffee, make it bitter. Is that what we're supposed to do now? Put some rocks on up, sleep on the floor, to break avas olam. How about putting some ice in our socks? What are we supposed to do right now? No. Just live your normal life. Just don't make an issue out of things. I heard that when Rav Nissim Karelitz, his wife, his Kala, came for the first Shabbos to her Chosin's house, Rav Nissim's house. Rav Nissim's wife, Rav Nissim's mother is the sister of the Chosin Ish, right? So she came for Shabbos, had a meal. So the young Kala said, what do you say after the meal? The Kala comes. What does she say to her future mother-in-law after the meal? What does she say? Huh? What did she say? What do you think she said to her future mother-in-law after the first meal in the house?
She liked it.
Yes, all the food was amazing. Great cake, tasty food. So she told her, in our house, we don't speak about food. Speak about it. We have food, we have good food. It's not a topic of discussion. Don't make an ethic out of it. That doesn't mean to say when you go home now for Shabbos, you don't say your wife, don't tell your wife, ugh, food. No, you should tell your wife it's very tasty. You should ask your wife for another portion. But for yourself, don't make an ace of it. Eat. Have your coffee, have your sugar, whatever you want. Eat normal. Don't make an ace out of it. Because if you do, you'll make an avas oilam. Do whatever you need to do. If you need to work, don't work. Don't make an ace out of it. Make sure that your avas stays with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please excuse me. So the person has to go to the bathroom. He goes. He doesn't speak about it. Not before, not after. You just do it. And focus on your life. Focus what you need to focus on. So therefore, we also have to live in this world. We also need parnasa. We also need maybe to relax. Do what you have to do. Just don't talk about it. Don't make it your ikar. Parasha had great, even great people can fall. They were great. Dor HaMidbar were great people, but they fell. In last week's Parasha, we learned there was a connection between Parasha Soita and the Nazir, the Ritzgeta. Why they're written adjacent to each other? Rashi brings the Chazal because Kol Aroye Soita Bekilkulo Yazir Atzmi Menayayin. If you see such a terrible thing, you better keep away from wine, because wine makes breaches the boundaries, and you could fall big time. I saw one in the Big Body Muster, Yaakov Naiman. He says a point that struck me very much. When you see an end result, And you might tell yourself, ah, that would never happen to me. I'm so far away from that. You see, a soita. Mi chas v'sholem. It's not applicable to me. It's true. The end is not far away from you. But that, what happened, didn't happen in a vacuum. It's a process. It's a process. There's a beginning that grows and grows and grows and grows. And the end result is terrible. If you hear about a person who can shoot at innocent people and kill innocent people, and you tell yourself, me? I would never do that. That's not a get to me. It's true that that end result right now is not applicable to you. But what that person did, it didn't happen in a vacuum. It's a process. I mean, for many years that person has been doing something wrong that enabled him to kill in cold blood. Maybe, so it's true you're far away from the end, but maybe you're close to the beginning. Because the beginning might be not being considerate to someone else. Maybe you might offend someone, it's a form of resicha. Little things. Big things start from little things. So even though you might be away, far away from the end, but who is to say you're far away from the beginning? So therefore, because who says you're far away from the beginning of the fall? So we see the Am Yisrael fell. We have to be careful. It comes from a beginning. What's the beginning? Something small. Maybe you couldn't even see it, it's just in the heart. But that thing, small things manifest themselves to be big things. So we have to protect ourselves from the beginning. When you're ready halfway down the cliff, it's too late. But at the top, when still, you can still stop yourself. Stop the car, don't continue. So this is the lesson we can take. You can be careful not to lose our Avas Hashem. Don't change with Avas Olam, because you're gonna manifest your Avas Olam, you're gonna lose your Avas Hashem. It doesn't mean live in a crazy way. Live your life, do what you have to do, but don't make it your focus. You go to the bathroom, we don't talk about it. It's not an ASEC. Do it. You focus on your life. It says in this week's parasha, it says, beginning, Arpi Hashem Yisou, Arpi Hashem Yachanu, Arpi Hashem Yisou. They would camp based on Hashem's word, and they would leave. They would travel, and Hashem indicated. It's a very famous idea which you can find in the introduction to the Granat, Chidush HaGranat, of the Nafthali Trop. In the introduction, I say you can find a very beautiful idea. The Gemara says in Shabbos, I'm Rabbi Yossi. There's a malach in Shabbos called Soiser. When you knock something down, stir, you're chayav for that. Says Rabbi Yossi, it has to be Soiser almanas livnois bimkoimoy. You knock a building down on Shabbos, you're only chayav if the purpose is to rebuild it where it was, to make a new building where the old building was. Soiser amanas livnois bimkoimoy. That is Melechet Soiser. Ask the Gemara. What do you mean? We learn the Melachos from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, the place of the Mishkan, they took it down. And when Manasseh Livnoi is to rebuild it, where? Elsewhere. Where Hashem traveled. Your whole source, the whole source of Melachos and Shabbos are from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, it was Soiser and Manasseh Livnoi Shaloibim Koimoi. Because they would travel. So how can you tell me, Rabbi Yossi, that we need to have to be Soiser and Manasseh Livnoi Shaloibim Koimoi? So effect the Gemara. Answer the Gemara. Shani Hosom. He says, "Api Hashem Yisu, v'Api Hashem Yachnu." It was Api Hashem. What does the Gemara mean? Where is the answer to the question? The question was that in the Mishkan there was Soiser over here and rebuilt in a different place. So where is? What's the terrorist? Api Hashem Yisu, Api Hashem Yachnu. So what? What does that help? Where's the answer to the question? In Rabbeinu Hananu you'll find that sometimes they'll travel and come back to where they were. It's a doichak. I don't know if it's not recorded that happens. They would take it down and come back and re-erect it where they were. I don't think it's recorded in the Torah such a thing. He said that because Shver Kasha, what's the Gemara's terrace? Says the Granat. You go to the airport. You'll see a mother with a child. And she's holding a child. You ask the child, "Yankala, you know you're now in the international airport? You just passed passport control. You know that?" Doesn't respond. Speak to him 3 hours later. "Yankala, do you know you're now a few kilometers up in the sky? Do you know there's no oxygen around? Do you know that your life is being held up by a piece of tin? A piece of metal is holding your life? If that piece of metal would open up, you would disintegrate. You know that?" Doesn't respond. And a few hours later, you see the child again. Do you know you landed in a different continent? You know that? Do you know that so far away would take your forefathers, would take them a year to travel that distance, what you just did in a few hours? Doesn't respond. I say, "Yankala, what's up?" "I'll tell you the truth. If you ask him, that's what he'll tell you. I'm by my mother. Could be my mother, could be I was in the airport, could be I was being held by my mommy. It could be we were actually on the plane now, midair, could be. I'm by my mother. And we landed in a different continent, could be, but you know, I'm by my mother, that's all I care about. I am near my mother. Kagomul ale imoy. Like a child on his mother. He doesn't speak to him. Where he is. He is by his mother. That's what the child needs. That's his life. My Sheva Brochus, when I got married, so my brother-in-law said the following story. When Shiva's Mir, when they were fleeing from Europe, and they traveled through Russia, on this boat on the way to Shanghai, it was a stormy night. The Barkim of all learning, they're learning Shmeitzer, the Shav Shmeitzer, one of the Sforim of the Tzoytza Choshen. There's one Bocha who's thinking, where am I? Well, my parents, they have no idea what's happening with them, what's happened, what's going to be with us. So he was worried. He told his friend, "Where are we?" Then we're learning. He didn't even hear what he had to say. "So where are we? Where are we? Shmeitzevo!" "No, you don't understand. Where are we? Middle of the sea. We're almost Shmeitzevo Zayin. We're Shmeitzevo." What was the shaila? Soitzer, I'm an asli v'ishvim koimoy. You are taking a mishkan down here and building it over there. What's the terrace? As pi Hashem yisa, pi Hashem yachnu. If you look on your GPS, it's two separate places. Geographically, your first camp was in East Sinai, and your new camp is in West Sinai. That's your GPS marking. But Am Yisrael, they weren't in on a physical, they weren't in Sinai. They were by the Shechina. I was there, Ma'uz, that's where they were by the Shechina. So what's the Shaila? It's Seisa, Shalayan Asis, the Beitin Koimoy. No, it is. Kelapi Hashem Yisu, Api Hashem Yachanu. We're in the same place. We were by the Shechina, and the Shechina is now moving, so we're going to take it down, and we're going to rebuild it where? By the Shechina. It's the same place. It's true, on the map, it looks different. It's two separate places on the map. But we're not there, that's not where we are. We are with the Kadosh Baruch, with the Shechina. Api Hashem Yisu, Api Hashem Yachanu. We're in Shmeitz Evov. So this is a beautiful idea we could take with. And this is Tasha. So if we could live with Abbas Hashem, if we could live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everything else is unimportant. All the difficulties of life, we can be in a different place. Maybe physically we're there, but our mind, I mean. Help us pass through the challenges of life. We could merit that connection. Parsha, Am Yisrael cry for food. Don't basar. Hashem tells them, yeah, go and tell them, I give them the basar. Not one day, not 2 days, not a whole month, they're going to get basar. But then it's going to come out of their nose. It's Zara. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem, where am I going to find this meat? Impossible. I can't feed all the cattle, all the sheep, all the fish. It won't be enough to feed them. Hashem says to Moshe, "Ha yad Hashem fixar. You think I'm limited?" Then the wind came and brought the slav, and they got their meat. This is pella. This is unbelievable. Moshe Rabbeinu is not aware of Hashem's capabilities. What's going on? Look at Rashi. You see, Rashi means all the Chazalim trying to understand what's going on with what's exactly happening. Moshe Rabbeinu doubts the ability of Hashem to feed Am Yisrael on the midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Ramban about the Moshe Rabbeinu knows Hashem's capabilities, not a question. But a nace, for Hashem to make a nace, it's only if it's for good. A nace comes from Abba, or to punish, as in a comma. Hashem already told Moshe that they're going to suffer from this. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew a nace is not possible. A nace is not going to happen. Also, another reason Hashem informs Moshe in advance when he makes a nace. He tells him in advance. This time he didn't. He just told him what to tell Am Yisrael, and he wasn't told personally. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Hashem is not going to make a nace. Therefore says Moshe, So how am I going to feed them? Of course I believe in your capabilities that you can make a mace. I spit the sea. Of course I know what you can do. I put the temakos. But I know you're not going to make a mace. So therefore it's not possible to feed them. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says. So what's Hashem's parrot? Hayad Hashem Tiktzar. Meaning? Even without the nace, it can still happen. And Hashem makes this wind. It's not a ruach kadim azor like I had in Yom Tov. It was a regular wind. The slav they had anyway. They already had in Pashas Beshalach. You meet the slav. They already had slav. The slav anyway existed there. Just came in larger amounts, and they caught the meat. So I think there's a very important idea to take from this Ramban. Sometimes we feel we're in a dead end. We're in a very difficult situation. There's no light. We can't see any light at the end of the tunnel. We all know, a naze could happen. Oh yeah, a naze. Maybe some helicopter will throw me a bag of $1 billion. Maybe the new revolution, they'll find a medicine for this terrible disease. It's an ace. We know an ace is not going to happen. So what do? So we think, in my natural situation, when I'm not expecting an ace, there's no hope. It can't be done. That's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu tells Hashem. No, in using the natural forces, I'm in the midbar with the nation, with the whole nation, so many people. I have limited amounts of resources of food. Even I catch all the fish around me. It's not in according to natural laws of nature. It's not possible. Zot Hashem, Yad Hashem Tiktzar. You think in the nature? I think I'm limited. Even in the world of nature, I'm not limited. I think it's a very, very important lesson. Even when we think there's no more hope, we think we should give up. We think that bar of an ace, Hashem can't help us. It's a big mistake. Hayad Hashem Tiktzar. In every situation we're in, however bleak it might be, we should still daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and He will merit it. He will help us. Hayad Hashem Tiktzar. That's enough today. Thank you very much for coming. Yishakoyach.